This is Chris Redgrave for Zions Bank speaking on business. Think about it. Education is a path to enduring prosperity. Decades of research have shown the link between a person's earnings and society's wealth with educational achievement. The stakes to provide the best quality education have never been higher. In the business community, Utah is leading out in the nation in several areas, everything from unemployment to budgeting to business collaboration. Our business community is known for their dedication and keen business sense. And now they hope to take Utah's education to the next level. Utah business leaders have come together to create one of the largest business-led movements in the state history. It's known as Prosperity 2020. By the year 2020, they've set three goals for Utahns. The first is for 66% of Utahns to have post-secondary certificates or degrees. According to a study from the University of Utah, it's estimated that for Utah's economy to continue returning to full health, we need to produce a skilled workforce. And that means 66% of all Utahns will need a post-secondary certification. The second goal is for 90% of elementary students to be proficient in reading and math. Several studies have shown how critical the early years are in children's development, and dropping out of school starts earlier each year. This goal is intended to help students develop the skills to keep up with their peers. The third part of Prosperity 2020 is to help Utah become a STEM top 10 center for technology jobs and business. Utah currently ranks 11th in the nation for technology jobs as a total share of employment. Putting this kind of emphasis on developing scientists and engineers will help the Beehive State continue our reputation as a technology hotspot. Right now, over 20% of our state population is in the K-12 system, and that's been increasing for several years. It's essential for us as a state to provide these kids with the tools that they'll need to be successful, and Prosperity 2020 is one way that our business community hopes to do exactly that. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.